broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It's a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Brustin Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust here alongside Wisconsin backer Kyle Wallace, Super Bowl 50 runner-up Brad Northman, and Alex Strofe running the show. You, KBN Nation, listening on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Make sure you download it. And you can see us whenever Strofe has it up. Don't yell at him, Kyle. On YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. As always, we want to hear from you, KBN Nation, on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. This is more drama, 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 drama. Yes, Kyle loves the drama.
But reality TV. You're your Green Bay Packers.
I love drama that's disconnected from me. And when I was in my younger days, I liked a little drama in a relationship.
You enjoyed that?
Once in a while. Not all the time. Because all the time, it's like, come on, now you're too dang worrisome. But, you know, a little bit of drama keeps things spicy and interesting. But now that I'm old, man, I don't really like drama that's attached to me. It's too much. My nerves bad.
Well, the Packers have drama for you, Kyle.
So I saw.
And I just was sitting here as On the Tee was on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee with Stephen Watson and Gabe Neitzel. And on cue, after Drew Rosenhaus, the agent of Jaden Reed, wanted to make sure that they were secure in Jaden Reed's standing with the Green Bay Packers as wide receiver one. Guess who's tweeting about that?
Romeo Dobbs. Oh, no. Dontavian Wicks?
No.
Christian Watson's dad.
Bingo.
Oh my God. Here it is. He's somebody.
I did not even know.
What did he say about Scoop? What did he say about Scoop?
So this is what I'm going to read. Because like this is fascinating to me.
Wide receiver one, LOL. I can't wait to hear it.
Only because he
basically quote tweeted that initial report and said, I wonder who put that out there. Like, why would you do that? You know, blah, blah, blah. And he's getting into it with fans. And I think Packers fans are legitimately getting sick of Christian Watson's dad and not Christian Watson.
Oh, absolutely. Christian Watson is
an
angel.
And he's doing the, well, who do you think raised and nurtured him to be a certain way? Like being like, well, you know, I made him.
His mom.
Gosh.
Somebody said it takes the village, and unfortunately for him, you weren't the whole village. Which I thought was funny. Whether it's right or wrong, I don't know. Packers fans don't want Watson gone, at least in real life. But yeah, in this app, his dad doesn't help matters. And of course, he sees that and goes off on this person and everyone tweeting at him. Look, you bleeper bleepers.
Oh, wow.
Who gets on here with this bleep to have the dumbest bleep? And then, have you not observed Christian Watson as a human being, as a teammate you claim to support? Besides, those of you who don't like him are making it clear that a present family support system, like me, name even one negative character report on this young man. Now, who exactly do you think raised and nurtured him?
Potty mouth.
He should take a page out of Christian Watson's book.
I know!
Christian Watson's been outstanding.
I know!
But his dad
I feel bad for Christian Watson.
Nothing but a distraction.
I don't like the fact that his dad is trying to live through his son. Like, his dad, he made it. You know, he had a chance. Like, NFL. Like, a guy was an NFL guy. I think it was shortly lived. But now he's trying to live through his son. And at a certain point, you have to say, Mr. Watson, you have to say, you know, congratulations to myself for raising a great kid, but more importantly, for raising a kid that's actually an impactful player in the NFL. Now let your son have his time to shine. You are more a distraction to the Green Bay Packers fans. I can't say organizations, but to fans than your son is. That is an absolute problem. We don't know who most people's parents are, but we know who you are, and you purposely take away attention from the son that you raised that is a hell of a son. So I'm just saying, take a step back a little bit and let your son grow and thrive on his own. You don't need to be front and center. He tweets more than his son does.
He tweets more than anybody on the Green Bay Packers do.
And the thing, if it was about like just football, fine. But the problem is this, is that
it's about other players on the team.
He blurs the lines.
Correct.
To me, it's completely inappropriate for you to blur the lines. And the reaction that him and his son, other son had to the drafting of Matthew Golden was completely inappropriate. You can't do that. But that's where we're at.
We're at a place now where we had the family comment about the drafting of Matthew Golden, the first round pick. We have Romeo Doubs, who, for whatever reasons, it could be mental health or whatnot, went AWOL. But he went AWOL, and that's something that, like, unfortunately, when you have to do a wellness check on somebody, and it's like kind of because of targets. Is that what? That's what kind
There's
of came rumors out
about that. Yes,
but he
yes.
was like targeted very equally to everyone at that time.
Yeah.
Coming off of a game where he had lots of targets as well. And then came back and had two touchdowns and smiles. So I don't know what's going on there. Dontayvion Wicks was tweeting after Josh Jacobs was at the Super
mentioning
Bowl.
About,
mentioned
yeah,
wide
yeah,
receiver
number one. Yeah.
Four crying, laughing faces and a thumbs down.
And now Jaden Reed's having a meeting. And I'm just like, who are you guys to think that you have this power? You're not. Look, there's you guys don't have any power at all.
They haven't
None,
accomplished
especially
anything.
In the NFL. This is the NFL. This isn't the NBA where we do talk about scenarios in which players can demand things and it happens. This is the NFL, and you guys are in your young years trying to put on an image for yourself and productivity on the field that makes you more, I don't want to say reputable, but more tasteful to other organizations if it's not going to be the Green Bay Packers when your contracts or your times are up in Green Bay, or if you're up for extension while you're in Green Bay. Like, they cannot be gaining anything when the productivity is not there on the field to be saying all these things and making this wide receiver room disgruntled, I guess? Like, but it's like, it's just a bunch of disgruntled misfits right now.
Well, they are.
And when I say misfits, it's because of productivity, not because of anything other than, like, if you even when you are good in the NFL and you're talking like this, it makes it, you know it. But we're talking about guys that aren't even established and are trying to establish themselves, acting as if they are something that they are not. And that is the bothersome part to me.
Well, patience and productivity, they are directly correlated. As good as you are, that means more patience. But when you haven't actually produced on the field, and especially when the recent memory of production is poor, then you don't have a lot of patience level. And
oh,
guys,
hang on. This is so good. On the Carbless Talking text line, we got to get on the poll. From Ernie to Barn. Ernie, you nailed it.
Let's go, Ernie.
Who's worse? Halliburton's dad or Watson's dad?
Oh, man.
I've never seen Watson's dad on the field. Granted, it's a completely different sport. I've never literally seen them around each other like that. Tyrese Halliburton's dad is so bad that they had to ban him. The Pacers banned him.
Yeah,
like this, the thing that happened with Giannis wasn't the first. That wasn't their first time talking to him about that. That's why they just say, "Hey, we got to give you the boot." So
there are different reasons, but it is just an intriguing point of these dads that are living through their children and taking it as their full identity.
Yeah, it's a dangerous position to be in.
In 20 years, we're going to be doing a poll about Kyle Wallace's kid in high school and how Kyle Wallace attacked a ref from the stands,
oh,
yelling
wow.
and berating him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It could be. Never know. Do know. I'm talking orders right now, but it don't let my kid be successful in anything. I'm going to be flaunting it. I'm gonna be a problem.
I'll tell you what. With this Green Bay Packer wide receiver room, it didn't seem like long ago that we were coming off of last year and saying, you know what? They all got each other's back. All for one and one for all. We're all wide receiver ones. That's beautiful in theory. But we knew this was going to come to a head. Their guys are going to want their money. They're going to want their contract.
Gosh, they were saying all the right things, Bradley.
They really were. But not anymore.
We are a far cry from where we were when they were talking about how Aaron Jones was big bro. Right? Remember they were talking about they do anything for him. For now, what they're realizing and what we're seeing is that this is a whole bunch of guys that are now considering and thinking about themselves. And I think this is a reflection of the Green Bay Packers having a lack of a veteran presence around this football team on the offense. These guys acting like that they earned something when that reality, Jaden Reed is a heck of a football player. I think Jaden Reed can be create a dynamic duo between him and Matthew Golden. I think he can be a 1,000-yard slot wide receiver, but Jaden Reed has not done it to the level that he needs to yet.
How
he's still
are you
going to
be top five in drops since 2024 and go into the office in the Green Bay Packers and cry, Goody, am I going to be in good shape for next year?
You know what?
I don't care if you are or aren't. You got to go earn it. This is football. It's a business.
See this?
It's a shoe to the ground, smashing a bug.
Goody and Matt LaFleur need to put their foot down on these boys, because right now all this crime, from the going AWOL that we talked about with Romeo Doubs to the tweet we talked about with Wicks to Romeo Doubs tweeting as well and then having all these meetings to Christian Watson's dad having all these conversations, they need to tell everybody, listen, shut up and perform. Look, at the end of the day, you guys are good. You have great potential, but not one of you are bigger than the team. So, Romeo Doubs, if you want to go AWOL again, you wall your ass straight to the couch and don't come back. Jaden Reed, we love you. But if you have your agent, Drew Rosenhaus, call us again. Listen, we ain't going to be giving you targets. Earn it. Talent trumps all. And that's the bottom line, is that we have a lot of young, talented guys, but now it's time for them to show up. So I don't want to hear no more tweets or see no more tweets, hear no more crying, no more reports. I want y'all to get to work.
Well, and the problem is, you're totally right. This wouldn't be happening. Reed wouldn't be going to his agent if Devontae Adams was in the room. If Devontae Adams was in the room, he would shut
they're
up.
They're threatened by Matthew Golden, and their insecurities are coming out right now to the fullest.
Absolutely.
That's unfortunate, too.
And we can say what we want about Jordan Love.
I wanted this to be something where you draft Matthew Golden, and you look at it as an opportunity to be like, that's awesome. I want to show why I'm better, because that's what competitors do, and it usually brings out the worst or the best in people when competition is on the forefront of what's going to happen in your playing time.
Well, in any healthy social setting, there's a hierarchy of sorts. In the wide receiver room, there's no hierarchy. Who's number one? Who's number two? Who's the go-to guy? Who's the experienced vet? It's chaos. And because of that, it's creating like a Lord of the Flies situation where everyone's just trying to be in survival
mode. And the problem is that nobody emerged, as you said. Like, a Christian Watson had an opportunity to emerge, but unfortunately with the injuries, he wasn't able to establish himself. Leadership comes with credibility, talent, and accomplishments. Unfortunately, the Green Bay Packers do not have anybody in that wide receiver room that meets those recommended things that you need. When you look at the tight end room, who emerged?
Tucker Kraft.
Tucker Kraft was drafted after Luke Musgrave, but Tucker Kraft emerged as a leader, not because he's just this great leader, but because of his performance, right? He showed everybody he can be that alpha dog.
Luke Musgrave went down, and he stepped up.
And it doesn't mean that Luke Musgrave can't be talented. It just means that Tucker Kraft showed us that he can ball on a field, and he had what you need in order to be a leader. But this team just lacks maturity and professionalism. And again, it's nothing about these guys being bad. They all seem like tremendous young men, phenomenal young men. But we have to understand, with youth comes some of that lack of professionalism and lack of maturity. And that is on Matt LaFleur at this point and Goody at this point to identify and understand that this group right here specifically, they're all over the freaking place. Y'all need to reel them in and let them know, listen, y'all don't beat to your own drum, you beat to my drum.
Well, and part of this, you mentioned Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love. They are going to be huge in that wide receiver room. But if this is a trend that you see when you have young players on the team, this is why, if you want to argue that signing a veteran at certain position groups is good for team building, Brad, we've talked about this many times about your championship level team when you went to the Super Bowl. We can talk about it locally here with the Green Bay Packers when they're most successful, of how that, like, that baton gets passed perfectly from player to player to player, and whether or not that player at the end of their career gets wronged by the Green Bay Packers, that's for the front office to decide. But you usually get a good system of building, growing, developing, learning. Opportunity comes, you take advantage of it because you've seen what you needed to do, and that is completely lacking. And we knew that, but it's now showing full force heading into training camp for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, it's just a
heading into training camp. He's gonna go to mini camp coming up.
Well, in any, you're totally right, Ben. Like, you gotta have some elder statesmen. And even if Goody thinks it takes away a little bit from the field, which I don't see that in a lot of 30-year-old plus guys that I see on the field, health of the locker room, stability of any given position room. It matters. I mean, football is such a team game, and like a cancer of selfishness can work its way so quickly into the locker room and spread. It's already spread into this wide receiver room. 12 months later, and everybody's on an island. Everybody's
had drama.
They kept saying
we were going to do it for the team. Like, we don't care as long as we win, you know. Yeah. Like,
say all the right things, but when it comes down to it, each one of these guys are there for themselves.
Yeah, it's all good until that first-round draft pick come in, that new shiny Ferrari that you think gonna be a Ferrari come in there, but wait a minute now, what does that leave me?
And year three is when guys start thinking about their next contract, because Jaden Reed is now going into a contract year to where he could sign an extension before four. Dobbs had the same thing. Wicks, I'm sure, was sensing the same thing. Going into your third year, first year you try to make the team. Second year you want to show that you belong. Third year you're thinking about your contract. It is no coincidence that Jaden Reed, going into his third year, thinking about his contract, feels threatened by a new first-round wide receiver.
I feel confident, though, in Jaden Reed. Jaden Reed is going to respond. He's going to have, because he is a phenomenal young man, and I feel confident he will, Brad, show up, like you said.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line. Don chimes in. I don't know if this is a side effect of Matt's coaching method. We've seen a lot of soft receivers. We need an alpha in there to take over and stop this emotional wreck. This wouldn't be happening from Jamie if you had a veteran number one in the room like Devontae.
Say it again.
I mean, it's true, but it's not Goody's way. Like, again, I talk about things when it pertains to the Packers and the roster building by how Goody does it, because I could say all these things. I want Trey Hendrickson. I want this. I want that. But if it's not in the way that he builds the team, I'm just screaming into, you know, the ether.
Well, and my concern is these guys are all ready to start to thinking about themselves, right? And if Romeo Dobbs, if Christian Watson, even if Wicks and Reed start to think, you know what? My future is not going to be in Green Bay. They're going young. I don't think they're going to tell me what I'm on. My concern is it gets to be week 11. Maybe you face a little adversity. I don't want to see guys start checking out, thinking about themselves, not going all the way for balls across the middle, whatever it is. So, again, this is something that, like you said, Kyle, take your shoe, stomp it out, because you cannot let it.
Jordan Love need to cuss everybody out. Huh. Aaron Rodgers would never allow this to happen.
True.
Y'all, I'm
dead. No, he would, but they'd all be quitting and moping.
Listen, hey, y'all want to get paid? Guess what? I throw you the football. Keep crying. All right, keep crying. Matt, put him down. Put in Bo Melton. I ain't got time for no crybabies. That's what you get. At a certain point, you got to draw a line to saying, if Jordan Love wants to be great, this is where he needs to understand that he's dealing with grown men. You give people an inch, they will take an absolute mile. He needs to bring the belt out and put belt to behind. Let him know who boss.
Brad is the pseudo boss of the household, where they are always indulging in something that brings everyone together, like the wide receiver room needs.
Oh, it really does. Wide receiver room, they need to relax and crack a Carbless. That brings everyone together, puts a smile on people's faces, and the weather has turned, KBN Nation. You feel it. And nothing says spring and summer like a cold Carbless in your hand. It's low carbonation. That means that the flavors just come out even more. And the flavors, man, you guys know this already, that they have knocked it out of the water when it comes to the classic cocktails and the fruit flavors. And speaking of the fruit flavors, Tropical Bliss Variety Pack and the new Mango 4-Pack, the new Watermelon 4-Pack, it's going to be the taste of your summer right there. It is so good for any type of summer setting. Pool parties, patio hangouts, grilling, a bonfire. Fire, probably my favorite setting. Watching a Brewer game. Carbless always elevates the occasion, and you can sit back and enjoy it and put a smile on your face. Truly, this is more with Carbless. You got 100 calories per can, high on flavor. So many reasons to enjoy a Carbless, just like I do at the Norman Estate. This is more with Carbless.
The NBA lottery happened last night, and I can tell you the Mavericks are not trading Cooper Flagg. They're not. Do you disagree, Kyle?
For the right price.
How much you want to bet?
For the right price.
It's not happening. I think it's good news for Giannis, actually.
I'm good. Yeah.
If you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, who cares about the Mavericks? It was good that any noise about San Antonio or Houston getting the first pick is now out of the picture. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is... I like
crazy.
I like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Should I stay or should I go?
Yeah, I guess
you
my official...
that
this year is probably the most realistic chance.
Come on now,
that
Gabe.
It's been. But until I hear it from Giannis, it is far from the truth that he is going to be leaving Milwaukee.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs, and that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
My bad, Strofe. Working on my listening skills every day here. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. The Mavericks land the first pick, which is great, in my opinion, for the Milwaukee Bucks fans. If you want Giannis to be here, you don't want anything to go in a way that just could entice his mind. You don't want it to even be there. And so Mavericks, according to Tim McMahon, have already said they're not even listening to trades. They are selecting Cooper Flagg number one overall.
It's crazy that, I mean, this is not a Dallas Mavericks show, but they trade away Luka and they get the
Brad.
They get the number one overall. It's just crazy.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman, not a Mavericks show.
Not a Mavericks show, but it's just, I don't know why I saw that. I was like, that's crazy. They shouldn't.
We need crazy.
It's crazy.
It's called rigged. That's what
they don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. I mean,
it was just.
I'm fine with them rigging it. It's fun. It gets Brad talking about the
Dallas Mavericks.
The Mavericks show that we are.
It's just, NBA just likes to rig things. They say, you know what? We didn't realize that we were going to have so much backlash from trading Luka. We knew he was important, but we didn't know he was that important, as the general manager and the president of the team said. It's like, oh, we didn't know he was that important to the organization. Here's a nice little gift for you. And San Antonio, you know what? Popovich just retired. Here's another gift for you. Another top five pick again.
They're not trying to just give gifts to San Antonio.
They give. Yes, they are.
I will
Popovich
say.
Popovich had the stroke, and now they want to, you know, he retired, and they want to be able to.
That is a reach of all reaches right now.
What a way. I mean, they want him to be able to build a championship. I'm telling you, rigged.
Now, I would start to think it's rigged if San Antonio. I'm not going to lie. When you got to like four.
If
three,
San Antonio
was
got like, the number one pick.
Yeah, I'd be freaking out a little bit.
But
here.
That would be from our perspective,
yes,
here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
From a league perspective, it's bigger news that the Mavericks got the number one pick.
Because wouldn't they want a blockbuster trade involving Giannis and the number one pick?
No, number two pick, though, is still a blockbuster trade. If they move on, I mean, it's not the same level because it's Cooper Flagg, but it's still a big deal.
So you're enticed with the number two overall pick?
Again.
As a Bucks fan?
Again, I want Giannis to stay, so I'm not entertaining anything until Giannis opens up his mouth and say, Milwaukee, I love every moment about every year I was here.
I love Milwaukee.
But now
but
it's
I
time
want
for New Jersey.
What if he did that?
Yeah.
He'd say, I love Milwaukee. But
I mean, if he does that, then that, at that point, then I have to be open-minded. But I'm not listening to no report. So as of right now, no. But Giannis did say he wanted to trade, the Milwaukee Bucks do have a golden opportunity.
They better make it as golden can be. An absurd, a laughable amount of assets.
Yeah,
laughable.
I mean, look what other teams get for assets like a Giannis, and not even like a Giannis, like somebody who's in a superstar level. So the Bucks would get a lot for it. So again, this would be a golden opportunity for the Milwaukee Bucks if Giannis said he wanted to leave and they could not convince him to stay, and San Antonio was the place he was going to go. The Bucks will have a golden opportunity to do a reset, but a reset with talent and assets.
Yeah,
but that's not what we want.
But it still isn't. Like it, I'm with Kyle. Like I said it yesterday. Until that man says to John Horst and the ownership of the Milwaukee Bucks that I don't want to be here, because they would be complete idiots to ever be the ones to say that. We all know that. Unless it means that you're going to end up getting the number one pick in the lottery at the right time, just like the Mavericks landed. But that's not the case.
I wonder how many people in KBN Nation, I don't know what the right way to phrase it is, because it seems like it's universal that people don't want to see Giannis go, that they don't even want to trade him, even for a big haul. But
80-20?
Is there anybody that would? Like, is anyone's like, you know what? Yeah, I want to trade him. Yeah. I want a big haul. I want draft picks.
No, there's people. I mean, logically, if you put it together, you can say the Milwaukee Bucks haven't been able to get out the first round with Giannis, though he's been not healthy in multiple of those first round playoffs. I mean, there's some people logically say, yeah, I mean.
Or you can also logically say if he does stay through his 2 years, he has the opportunity to just go somewhere else.
That's, you get nothing for him.
And you get nothing for him.
Worst case scenario.
So there are people, if you're logically thinking, right? You have to look at
logically make the argument, Kyle, that even if you get this haul, it doesn't mean that it's all going to work out. You have the sure thing in Giannis. You keep him as long as you have Giannis. And even if you fail, you fail. I'd rather fail with Giannis than try and be logical and say, I can get this haul, not knowing if the guy in charge can make the haul work in Milwaukee for the long term for them to be successful.
No, that's the biggest problem. Well said. That's the biggest. John Horst is the biggest problem when it comes to drafting. He's the thing. He's the reason why we're all sitting here saying, well, we don't know. If John Horst hit it out the park, we wouldn't be having this conversation because the Bucks would probably be hoisting another championship.
Diana especially in Maguanago, you're up on the Carbliss talking text line, 800-990-3776.
Oh, you guys were putting me on the radio. I didn't know Strauss was doing it. I thought he hung up on me.
Why else would I put you on hold, Diana?
No, I'm sorry. I was asking Strauss if you guys were all at Tenacious Live at Pato, and did you hear the question that somebody asked Giannis besides, and Strauss said I didn't quite hear that spot, besides Pfizer, where would he like to be? And he said New York City.
Okay, that's fake news, Diana. The question was, where are your favorite places to play?
Yes.
In the NBA when you're not at Fiserv. So I was at Analysis Live, and I can confirm with 110% certainty that he said, like, yeah, but that's anybody.
That's like literally 75% of the NBA. They all love playing at Madison Square Garden.
Did you see the environment?
It's awesome.
When they're good, it's awesome. It's like it's a great place to go play. And it's also a spot where, like,
iconic,
you saw Lynn's sanity happen. That was one of the coolest things to see. Cool. It was cool.
That was a crazy time. Lynn's sanity.
Yeah, thank you, Brad. It? Mavericks and New York.
It was a crazy
Knicks
time.
Show.
It was crazy.
It was
Brad
crazy.
Norman. It was crazy.
It was
crazy.
He's right. He's making a great point. It was crazy. I mean, have you ever seen a guy come out of nowhere like that and then light the league on fire
from
for
3 weeks?
Harvard,
living on a guy's couch?
Yes,
that's
right.
He puts up like 60.
What a great detail. Sleeping on a dude's couch. You crazy. Guys remember?
Couldn't afford it.
Not so different, you and I. You and Lynn Sanity.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Me and Jeremy Lynn have a lot of things in common. You guys remember, he still does some stuff with the Brewers, Tim Dillard?
Yeah.
A couple years ago when he first started doing the TV gig, he was couch surfing in Milwaukee because his family lives in a different state. And we tried to set him and Brust up when Brust was a single man, but it never worked. Do you not remember that?
No.
Why didn't Tim Dillard just get a hotel?
Because he liked the idea of sleeping with sleeping on couches of people he met on the internet better, and it was awesome.
Wow, I mean,
it's just the type of dude he is.
I would have no interest in that.
No, thank you. As well,
you know how dirty people's couches are.
Oh, come on!
He takes it to the place of like cleanliness always.
I'll tell you what.
You're taking a shower.
I will happily sleep on a couch.
No, you won't.
Anybody's couch?
I fell asleep on the couch last night.
Maybe that's a random
you
person.
Stayed on the couch
that's a 26-year-old
all night.
I moved at like 2 a.m., I think it was. I probably slept that there for 3 hours.
And you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Like,
wait, you were on the couch because you fell
asleep? I
wouldn't keep
my couch if I didn't enjoy it.
Or did you get in trouble?
No, I fell asleep. Oh, okay. She was reading her book.
But we're talking about, let's say, 2 months of you couch surfing on different couches.
I've done it.
It wasn't enjoyable, though, was it?
Sure it was.
Not as Kyle would say, he a lie.
He is a lie.
And what doesn't lie is... No, you can't add that. You can't add that to the list. What's not a lie is... You know, I talk about weed, man. They say, makes your neighbor stop and stare. My neighbor literally... was staring because I went to go throw a diaper in the garbage outside because you can't put those in the diaper pail.
Cool.
Just blows it up. All poopies go outside. And as I was putting the poopy in the trash bag, my neighbor goes, how'd you get your grass so green? You been fertilizing? I said, I haven't been doing anything. That's what Weed Man's for. They made my neighbor stop and stare. Weedman.com. 50% off for your first service. Get a free quote at Weedman.com. It's kid and pet friendly. The grass is growing in the backyard where I put together a slide for baby girl. It was absolutely amazing to get that compliment because I did nothing but trust Weed Man to make my yard look beautiful, and they absolutely crushed it. And they'll crush it for you. Weedman.com. Weedman. For the win. Speaking of home ownership, I was on a 13-foot ladder.
Oh, he a lie.
I'm not a lie. I'm not a lie next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh,
seam head.
I don't even know what
that is. You have to
that means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
A seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If you should meet an elephant upon a summer's day, what would you do and what would you say? Say good morning, elephant. How do you do?
What in the hell is
lovely
this?
Lovely morning, elephant. Now may I dance with you?
What's happening?
Why are we listening?
La 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 la.
What is this?
It's been stuck in my head.
I can't tell if it's creepy or cute.
Wait, what is the kiss noise just made?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but you can cut the song now. Strove asked you for a bump back song.
What's crazy is that, like, making super simple kid songs like this is absurdly profitable.
It's they have so much money. It's crazy. This is from Miss Rachel.
I want to be Mr. Rachel. Shoot, how much money she made?
I want to be Mr. Rachel.
Oh. La, 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 la. Hey, kids. Do you know what letter this is?
You should do this.
You are built for
Kyle,
this.
Kyle, Kyle, new don't job.
I swear for goodness. Listen, do not tell me I'm built for this because, listen, I Kyle, love KBN Nation, but I can do this on the side.
I actually think we just came up with the most brilliant idea we've ever come up with, and that would be a KBN kid show.
Ooh.
I am willing to produce and film this.
KBN Nation's kids is growing. Quickly.
Yeah.
True.
Ben's got one.
Does somebody have any new announcements to
Brad's
make?
Brad's got one on the way.
Yeah.
No, I have no kids.
Part-time Will? How's he doing? Is a college kid? He's safe?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I know I am. Kyle, you're
nope,
good?
Nope. Nothing happening here. I'm saved.
Saved?
Saved.
For the time being.
From kids? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe safe is the word.
No, I'm a saved man. I'm a Christian. I ain't doing none of them actions.
Yeah, it's not what you were watching when you want your parents to watch the movie Sinners.
That's what my eyes are burning.
Isn't it catchy?
La, 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 la.
That song is officially in my head now.
Isn't it? It's
you
so
gonna play
good.
With the boys?
What'd you say? What was it?
You gonna play with the boys?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to now. I'll send
will.
It to you.
I will.
Nah, I'm straight. I have no children in my life that I need to play. Can we not?
Elephant upon a summer's day. What would you do? And what would you say? I'd say good morning, elephant. How do you do?
I'm sure it's adorable elephant. Singing it to your daughter.
May I dance with
everybody!
Tra la 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 la.
Kyle's into it!
What's crazy is the lyrics are so simple.
Basic.
We could write this in 5 minutes. What would you say to an elephant?
Upon a summer's day.
I would say, how do you do and you want to dance?
Kids don't even know what you're talking about.
No.
They just hear the melody and the harmony in your voice.
You can say anything.
You can.
With like a little do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do.
We should start KBN Kids on YouTube.
KBN Kids.
Do you know how ridiculous these grown folks must feel after they get done?
I judge the heck out of this
but
guy,
how many,
too.
Like, is this on YouTube?
But here's the thing.
How many views does this have?
Probably
millions.
Millions.
Over under. How many views?
Miss Rachel's got like 1.2 billion on one video.
Oh my goodness.
This was just an aggregator of the song because I was just looking for the song because I didn't know where it was in the episode.
I'm looking at a Miss Rachel video from 6 months ago. It has 142 million views.
Oh my
I have another one from 4 months ago with 101 million views.
How much does one?
One from 3 years ago. Baby Learning with Miss Rachel, first words, 1.3 billion. Billion with a B views.
How much do you make when you have that kind of views?
Well, then
a
you
lot.
Can sell merch. You can like.
Oh, Miss Rachel's loaded.
They say she makes $6.5 million.
Oh my god!
A year.
Miss Rachel captivated kids and earned $17 million last year in 2024.
$17 million.
I hate to do this to you, Brad.
Kyle's got the best take. He said, "I want to be Mr. Rachel."
I didn't mean it like that, but I guess Miss
Rachel
got
makes
money.
More than most NFL players.
Yeah, just la 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 la. Maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
Oh,
Kyle's going to be the new host of ESPN's ABCs of sports.
Yes, yes, yes. Have all your kids listen to me, friends.
I don't like when you do that. It starts to get a little creepy.
You see what this is? It's called Hair. Say it with me, kids. Hair.
She
very
knows sign
good.
Language too, though. You got to do the sign language.
I don't know how to sign, but
you do know how to sign?
No. She does it with when she's
she's cold. I see why she got 17 million.
She's signing to the kids.
I have it in a corner. Somebody else signing. It wouldn't be me.
Oh man,
Oh, Miss Rachel's the one.
The worst thing I did is play this because it's gonna be stuck in Strope's head. Kyle Bruston Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Before we get to Mark Tauscher, let's tell everyone what he loves. And that's Gina Della from Pella, just like we love her too, Bradley.
Oh, and you are going to love her too.
Because hold on. What was that, Gina?
KB, la la la.
La 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 la, Brad.
Hey, you're going to love Pella Windows and Doors and the deal that they have for you. You're talking about 6 years of 0% financing. 6 years? Think about all the things in 6 years. KBN Nation Kids is going to be a whole new generation in 6 years, and you can get 0% financing for that whole time. You get their durable, practical, beautiful, matching any color, any type of home style that they can do, because it's all custom made with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So now is the time. There's bugs out, air conditioning, so many reasons to increase the value of your home, decrease your energy cost, and get you your 0% financing for 6 years. But you got to hurry. This deal ends March 31st. So go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and get your windows and doors today.
Marka, 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 Tauscha, Tauscha, Tausch. A Marka Tauscha sure joins us next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our feelings. No, come on. Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo, fuck. I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you? Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me, or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Hall of Famer, you can hear on Wildy and Tausch 9 to noon across these very stations. Mark Tauscher joins us now on Kyle Bruston Ortman. What's going on, old T?
What up, boys? How are we today?
Doing good. You know, when do you get that autonomy back when listening to music with kids? Like, do you, like, start teaching them some of your favorite music? Because obviously I know for the next 2 to 5 years, if we have a second, like, it's just going to be kids' songs.
Oh, you got AirPods, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put in the AirPods and just play their music and play what I want to listen to in my ears?
Yeah, I mean, if you're outside and you're playing, they want to have a little tunes going, yeah. Otherwise, just embrace it, man. Or, I mean, I was playing pop rocks with my kids pretty early. That's my jam on Sirius. So you either immerse them in what you want, or you let them do you, and then you be you.
Oh, my kid's going to love some Sexy Red then, Tau.
Oh, wow.
At what, 2 years old you're going to be playing that?
Get it sexy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. That's your prerogative. You know, Tau, I heard you guys a little bit discussing this. Obviously, Jaden Reed, Drew Rosenhaus, wanted to be assured that he's going to be the top target in Jaden Reed.
Hey, Benny, before we get into that, you guys usually ask me at the end if there's anything. I got something in the beginning.
Ooh.
And I want all three of you. Yeah, a little twister. Giannis for Cooper Flagg and some picks. Who says no?
Me.
Which part?
You said who says no.
How many picks are you talking? It's a little bit vague, Tosh.
Yeah,
well, give us a real trade.
No, or the Mavs saying no.
The Bucks should say no. The Mavs don't have enough assets. Cooper Flagg by himself and a couple picks are not enough to get Giannis.
If Giannis
asks to be traded, you're going to be forced. Where are you getting a better pass?
But you didn't say that at the start. You're saying if Giannis asks to be traded?
I thought you listened to the show this morning. I was very adamant until Giannis says, I want out, he ain't going anywhere.
Yes, but I didn't know if these guys had that context as well. We're of all the same thing. That until that man says to John Horst in ownership, I want to be traded, I throw everything out. But in the scenario in which he says he wants to be traded, I'm open to just about anything that is going to bring a generational type player to Milwaukee. My fear is, does he leave after a certain amount of time, unlike Giannis did?
Yeah, there won't be a. I mean, is there going to be a player? I'm sure I don't follow college hoops like you do. This guy's supposedly a generational talent. Are you ever, with no picks coming in the near future, is there ever going to be a better opportunity to get a potential young franchise transformational player than what you have right now?
No, because even when you look at past drafts of number one overall picks, the ones, like, there are some that obviously become generational stars, but there are misses as well. You have, like, a James Wiseman who ended up getting hurt or whatnot, but, like, he was a number one overall pick, and he was one of the best players I had ever seen. And I was like, look at Zion.
Yeah.
Look at Zion and what he did in college and what he did in high school, and then what happened to him. Yeah. Like, Cooper Flagg's like the real deal, and he is a type talent that you can't pass up. So if Giannis does say that, I'm going to be interested, and I would maybe pull the trigger. But I just I hate, like, you didn't do anything wrong. I can't imagine a world without Giannis on the Bucks still to this day.
I would add. I would add, just Cooper Flagg isn't enough. I probably need at least another two, maybe even three first-round draft picks or another player.
Two?
Oh, you need a bump.
Yeah, I want more than that.
I need their entire future.
I
need another player.
Tausch, the issue is that the Mavericks draft picks, if they get Giannis, they're going to be picking at the bottom of the draft. You got to find a team that has picks with teams that aren't going to be really, really good. So that's the problem.
Okay. I agree. Here's the deal. When you don't have any picks, and if you lose your guy, you're going to stink. It doesn't do you any good. So the last thing you want to do is sit, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there, you got nothing. And that's the thing I think Bucks fans should be worried about.
Yeah, it reminds me of when we have a conversation with you, I'm always like bringing up the Jets haul that Rodgers got. But if they traded him the year prior, the Denver haul would have been even bigger. Now, the difference being is you had a Jordan Love sitting there who turned out to be a franchise quarterback. If you move on from Giannis, you got to make sure you get that sure thing as a generational talent with pieces around him.
Sure things in this world, Benny. I booked my tickets to Ireland thinking it was a sure thing.
No, you didn't.
And now I'm sitting here with tickets to go to watch a Vikings-Steelers game.
No, you didn't.
It's going to be a great game out in Croke Park.
You didn't book your tickets to Ireland, did you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm just
I know someone that did.
I trusted
you. You didn't trust me. Even Jason had my back today with Evan Cohen on Wildy and Tausch on Tuesdays at 9:30.
I want you dabbling more in journalism.
You really think that the Vikings wanted to be the first team ever to play back-to-back international games, or that Rodgers potentially going to the Steelers made that happen?
Benny, we're a results business. You know it. You know it. I don't know all of those details, but
I do. My sources told me all of these things, Tausch.
Your source was dead wrong.
And I have new sources with new information about why the Packers aren't there and why the Vikings are now playing two international games.
I would hope that you double down and start doing more journalism and don't get discouraged by what you have.
I like
because
it.
You are not a quitter. You made a mistake. You don't go cower in the corner.
Look at you guys setting me up for failure.
This is good time.
Yeah, he's proud of me because he knows I'm not a quitter.
You have ties within that Bucks organization. Dig in and find out what's really going on. Go in and make a big move. Make a bold journalism play. And if you're wrong, do it again.
I'm going to take your advice, and I'm going to, do a pros and cons list like Giannis is doing in the Milwaukee Bucks.
You're going to go cower like a wallflower in the back of the corner.
Tausch, who's your guy? Jocko? You get knocked down 9 times, got to get up 10.
Good. Get back up. Yes. But I got a hunch that's not what's going to happen here. But I digress. Okay, thanks for entertaining me.
Of course, Mark Tausch are joining us here on Kyle, Bruss, and Nortman. Tausch, part of me thinks it is the type of player and the environment in which, the way the college football landscape is, like, and also just like the generation of player. It's just a little bit different. Every generation of people and how they grow up and how, like they're just getting more things now. It is what it is. And part of me, of course, is a little bit jealous. I didn't make any NIL or any of this. But it's now if I don't get this, I can go somewhere else. And I find it really interesting that now you have Jaden Reed, you have Christian Watson's dad always making noise and them complaining about Matthew Golden, and you're gonna get the karma that you get for drafting him. You've had Dontavian Wicks tweet when Josh Jacobs was at the Super Bowl. Romeo Doubs went AWOL. I don't know. Like, is this a type of young player thing, or is I just not used to this of seeing all these people who don't have a leg to stand on? It's already the NFL. They're not NBA players that can demand different things based off productivity. It's the NFL. Why are we feeling so much from this wide receiver room without the lack of production?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. First thing is, and I remember it was a few years ago, before really the NIL thing really got going, and Greg Bard, you know, someone we hold in high regard, basically said, what are we teaching our kids? What are we teaching the kids to, you know, when you have some adversity, just get up and leave? And that's obviously a crappy life lesson, but that's the reality of the new landscape, is if something isn't working and you're not getting the reps, and you're not, instead of kind of bowing up and saying, well, what do I have to do to get it? It's more, somebody else will do it. Somebody else will give it to me. And I actually look at LeBron in the same way. LeBron kind of set the tone for this by, well, I can't win here. I need to go super team up and go find a way to do it. And I want the path of least resistance. That is, and some would say that's smart because you end up getting results and it's easier. But in the long run, I don't know if that is the case. So that's a part of it. And then in this regard, with all the wide receiver talk and all of the drama that I'm sure you guys have been talking about, I think part of it too is this, it's not as if we as old, you know, when I played in the 2000s and guys played in the 80s and 90s, it's not like we didn't complain. And, you know, you draft the kid in the first round that's going to take your spot. We're not sitting there doing jumping jacks, but we're also not going to NFL insiders and we're not doing this and making this thing because of the satiation of information where everybody wants info on everything. Of course they're going to be irritated, but at that point, back in the day, you're irritated. You're like, all right, blanket, I got to go to work. And that's what Jaden Reed is going to do. But you get all of your inner thoughts put out on the internet and, in, you know, in thought bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pretty for everybody.
Stop
so
tweeting.
I don't have any problem at all with Jaden Reed wondering and being mad and being all up in his feelings. If you're not, you're not human. You're going to be upset. Now, the question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to pout and cry? And that, or are you going to say, you know what? Yeah, you guys drafted this kid, and he's going to be a good player for us, but I'm going to be the guy.
That's such a great opportunity for this room to elevate each other.
And you know what, Benny? And I think everybody is all upset because obviously Romeo Doubs is a whole different scenario. The Jaden Reed piece to this, I don't have the same problems everybody has. I mean, it's obviously not a great look, but nothing – this will be, again, if he goes out and he starts playing and he emerges and gets back to kind of that – number one guy, all of this will be a forgotten part of it.
Tosh, I don't like the fact he even had that. Like, I don't even like the fact that he wanted to act on it. Granted, his agent could have been guiding him, but I mean, it's competition. He should thrive off of that. Why go and want to have a conversation about your role? You know what your role is, though, right?
It's about understanding that, but you can still have the feelings of what, you know, Eleanor always will tell me, if I'm telling her to stop being upset about it, it'll be, let me feel my feelings, and then we can work.
Oh, wow. That's
and
a smart young lady.
That's a great way to look at it because what do you want him to suppress and fake like he's not bothered?
That's what I did, and I turned out okay. You did that too, Brad, didn't you?
Something like that.
Ben, you know, he turned out
different time.
But you made it. You made it to a Final Four. Tosh, you probably did that too, and you got paid in NFL.
I would have probably won the championship if it would have went the other way. There's no wrong way or right way to do it. The bottom line is, yes, I think in an ideal world, keep it in-house, go to work. But to act as if any of us, if, you know, Craig Karmazin brings in two new hosts to say, boy, I think these guys are going to be really good in the afternoon drive. Hey, guys, meet Lenny and Frankie. You guys aren't going to be like, oh, it's so great to have you on the team, Lenny. Here's how you do this job, and then I'm going to exit stage left. No, that's not how it works. So,
but Lenny and Frankie would be a great show on ESPN Wisconsin.
The bottom line is
Lenny and Frankie would kick rocks.
Kyle, Brusty, and Nortman look at it and say, blank these guys. I'm going to up Miami. We're going to get views. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And that is going to be the thought process that I would hope you'd have, just like I hope Jaden Reed has.
Lenny and Frankie looking for a producer by chance?
Oh, wow. We don't need you jumping ship too, Strophy.
Get out of here.
What? Don't you think this is made worse, though, the fact that there's no veteran leadership? I mean, this. Yes. If Davante Adams is in the room, this never happens, right?
Yeah, I made that point this morning, and that's why I was – you know, I wasn't standing on the table because, you know, the table wasn't strong enough. This is no doubt why you need a veteran in the room, because this stuff gets squashed. Like, there are going to be this. This was a powder keg when you put this many young players all jockeying for spots to try to earn a big contract. you have to be really on top of things to make sure there's going to be little fires, because that's just human nature. So a Davante Adams being in and saying, listen, man, my first 2 years, there are people that wanted me cut for Jeff Janis. Like, you can't let that dictate what your story is going to be. The only thing you can do, get to work, get better at doing this. And when you have somebody in there, a lot of those fires don't get kindled. They end up just sitting there and they don't get lit. So when you have that, now you have to be more of a firefighter in comparison to being like a Smokey the Bear, where you're out there making sure that the wood is not, and you have the alert. You should be on high alert that forest fires are real high when you have this combustible of a room full of young players.
Mm. Tosh, you got to end right there, man. You have been on fire with word choices, analogies.
That's a good segment.
Bringing some
I
stuff.
I felt like I didn't give you guys. I kind of mailed in last Friday, so I felt like I needed to be better.
You was tired.
I thought I did it.
Yeah, but we're human beings. We understand. You know, Vegas is tough.
Yeah, you feel rejuvenated.
Drove down to Rockford.
Vegas beat me up. I had a little head.
Yeah, to spend time with Jesse Nelson in a car.
Oh, you didn't, I didn't even bring that up.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, old T.
Thanks, Tosh.
See you, boys.
That's Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer. Like I said, he was just on point with the energy today. Love it from old T. And I love the Cheez-It pizza from Palermo's. Like I said, frozen yum, Friday. I already had three in the freezer. I had a Boss Hog, a Tavern Style, and 2.5 feet of stuffed crust cheese. And I still went to my local grocer and found the Cheez-It, because that is what was on the docket for frozen pizza Friday. You imagine it, they have it. Dessert pizza, breakfast pizza, urban pie, neighborhood, Connie's, Surfer Boy, and of course, my favorite brand of the Palermo's brands, which are all amazing, the Screamin' Sicilian brand. Great crust. Whole milk mozzarella cheese right here from Wisconsin. A secret tomato recipe sauce. And if you like toppings, you got toppings. Bessie's Revenge, all cheese. Holy pepperoni, name speaks for itself. The Boss Hog. Oh, the classic sausage is so good. The Supremus Maximus, the mother of meat, the Mambo Italiano.
Mambo.
Good performance, everybody. Find your screaming pleasure and taste what all that screaming's about in your local grocer's freezer. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line, because it is time for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? The updated record year to date is
2-13-3.
That's embarrassing. Let's make it 3-13-3 and chip away at this one. 800-990-3776.
Just like the Mavs.
3776. Caller number 13, lucky number 13, 800-990-3776. You're going to get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You are allowed to say skip or pass. Then if you get through all the questions, you can come back around and answer them. You beat me, did what a lot of others did. You lose to me, it's going to be tough to walk around and tell people that that happened. 800-990-3776, caller number 13 for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust in 2 short minutes.